From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. After a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and House Republican leaders last night, there's still no clear path forward to ending the controversy over family separation at the border with Mexico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Lawmakers say the president gave 1,000% backing to two immigration bills during their meeting yesterday, but they did not figure out how to end the uproar over kids being taken from parents at the border. Earlier in the day, the president stuck to a hardline stance.
Politically correct or not, we have a country that needs security.
But he also acknowledged the separations have to stop and that media coverage of them is taking a toll. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Council met in Geneva Wednesday for the first time since the United States announced it was leaving the UN body. VOA's Michael Brown reports.
The United States seat was left empty at the session. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, announced the United States' decision to withdraw from the council on Tuesday.
We take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization.
She lambasted the UN body for its chronic bias against Israel and lamented the fact that its membership includes accused human rights abusers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Michael Brown, VOA News.
UN investigators said Syrian government troops and affiliated forces committed war crimes and a crime against humanity in their long siege of eastern Ghouta through heavy bombardment and deliberately starving 265,000 people. This is VOA News. At least 30 Afghan soldiers were killed when suspected Taliban militants attacked two military checkpoints Wednesday. The head of the Provincial Council and the Western Council of Bajis said the attack began late Tuesday night in the Bala Murghab district and continued through Wednesday morning. The Taliban did not immediately claim responsibility for the attacks. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping came to an understanding on the results of the summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore, including the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, according to the North state media. Reuters' Ed Giles has that story.
It's the third time the two have met this year, and this week's two-day session comes hot on the heels of Kim's meeting with Donald Trump in Singapore last week. They said Xi lauded the results of Kim's meeting with Trump, saying the Chinese people's friendship for North Koreans will not change. North Korea's state-run KCNA said the two assessed the Singapore summit and chewed the fat over how to resolve the issue of denuclearization. They also said that agreements between Beijing and Pyongyang, made since Kim's first visit to Beijing in March, were being carried out, quote, one by one.
That was Ed Giles reporting for Reuters News. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says China underestimated President Trump's resolve.
If they thought that they could buy us off cheap with a few extra products sold and allow them to continue to steal our intellectual property and crown jewels, that was a miscalculation.
Navarro said China had underestimated U.S. President Donald Trump's resolve to impose more tariffs unless it changes its predatory trade practices, as the president greatly expanded the amount of Chinese imports, possibly facing new duties. The growing trade conflict hit financial markets hard, with Beijing accusing the United States of extreme pressure and blackmailing and vowing to retaliate. Canada has become the second country to legalize recreational marijuana nationwide and the first G7 country to do so. The country's Cannabis Act passed its last obstacle on Tuesday in a Senate vote, 52-29. It paves the way for a fully legal cannabis market within 8 to 12 weeks and also allows marijuana possession, home growing, and sales for adults. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberals made the legalization of marijuana a key part of their successful election bid in 2015. $32 million worth of digital money has been stolen in an online heist after hackers targeted a top cryptocurrency exchange in South Korea. BitThumb is the second Korean exchange targeted in just over a week, a fresh reminder of the risk posed by cyber criminals to digital assets like BitThumb or Bitcoin. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.